prepare to experience a revolution in air travel. Johnny Jet. The only airline with a fully functioning toilet under every seat. When nature calls, simply lift the cushion to reveal the seat.
That's from the Jimmy Kimmel Show Friday night. JohnnyJet.com is the website. Johnny's with us. He is the man behind the site. He reports on his travel. He goes to 20-plus countries a year, sharing his first-hand knowledge of reward travel, travel credit card deals, tips, and more. Is your phone still blowing up, John?
Oh, my God. I knew something was going on when everyone started texting me, direct Facebook messaging me, and I'm like, did he talk about me? And then I find out he's talking about a toilet.
Yeah, they did a bit and played a fake commercial there, and we played a few seconds of it.
What's crazy is that we're cousins, and he doesn't even know it.
You and Kimmel?
Our grandparents are from the same small island in Italy, same town on the island, and same last name.
Well, I think you have a lot to talk about at the next family reunion.
Definitely.
And I saw this. This must have made you feel good. A survey showed that nearly half of the respondents to this poll looked to influencers like you, John, for travel inspiration. 86% chose their travel destinations based on social media content posted by a friend, family member, or peer. Among Gen Z, that the latter figure rose to 92%. This is the way we make our plans today, isn't it?
It's amazing. I think one reason is why, because like Google and other search engines, you know, they allow all these, you know, weird companies to post stuff or sponsor stuff that's not accurate. And so they're just looking for someone they can trust. And that's the most important thing. Like, if I get hosted by a hotel or an airline, if it's bad, I write it's bad because I'm not going to blow my trust with my readers for, you know, a freebie.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons we like your site, JohnnyJet.com. Let's talk a little bit about travel to Europe first. Has it ever been this crowded?
You know, last year was crazy. We were supposed to be there last week or 2 weeks ago, and my daughter and I got hand, foot, and mouth disease the day before.
Oh, no.
Which is no fun if you've ever had it before.
You okay now?
Yeah, no, I'm fine now. It takes like, you know, it takes like a good week. But I had blisters all over my hands, my throat. Oh God, I couldn't even swallow. But and my doctor's like, do not go. And I was like, I'm not going to go spread it. I despise people who travel when they're sick. And I was like, I'm not going to be that person.
How did you catch it? Do you know?
Oh, it's common in kids 5 and under, and so, you know, but you go to these preschool, my daughter's in preschool. Every day you drop the kids off, I'm like, oh my God, it's like dropping them off in a war zone. These kids, everyone's got snot coming out of their nose. I mean, it's just like, are you joking? Shut your mouth, please.
They get over it quick, but then the parents are sick for a while.
Totally.
I remember those days, not so fondly.
Oh, gosh. It is tough.
So I saw something about the best idea if you are going to Europe with all the crowds everywhere is to just find your kind of out of the way spots. I mean, you know about the big tourist attractions, but you go off the beaten track just a little bit and you can have tremendous experiences. Maybe find a little church or a small town, you know, where they're having a food festival. That's the best way to go, isn't it?
Without a doubt. And even if you're in a major city like Paris, just getting off, you know, the Champs-Élysées, just going a couple blocks away from the tourist center, you'll save so much money. But ideally, you go to these smaller towns. I think that's how Rick Steves has been so successful, because a lot of his guidebooks are about these, you know, kind of these hidden places or off the beaten path. And my grandparents are from the island of Ischia in off of Naples. The island next door is Capri. Everyone knows Capri. All the Americans go there. It's a third of the size and double the price. So I tell people, go to Ischia. And you're going to have a much more authentic experience. You can get pizza for under €5, €5, and it's a much better experience.
Yeah,
but
fantastic
Ishka,
idea.
The word on Ishka is starting to get out now.
Then you'll have to find another place. And I know you wrote about this on your site. Does off-season travel even exist anymore, or is it busy all the time now?
I think thanks to the internet, also thanks to all this pent-up demand, people are traveling all the time. It used to be traditionally the week after Thanksgiving and the week after New Year's was called dead weeks. But you know what? All these airlines and hotels, they've really discovered how to like lower the prices, entice people. It's tough to find a low season, although it is definitely a slower season. I just wouldn't call it like a dead season anymore or dead week.
In the Johnny Jet newsletter, which is free, there is good news for Southwest Airlines customers. Tell us about this, John.
Yeah, Southwest is now on Google Flights, which they were not before. They always blocked all third parties. You had to book at southwest.com, but now you can at least search the fares on Google Flights, which is a great tool for finding the cheapest deals. I mean, I used it. I actually have it open right now. I put in Chicago, and I just hit search for anywhere. If you use their Explore section, you can put in dates. You can put in if you want to do a certain airline or a certain alliance. And I'm looking for July. There's a lot of deals out there, and I stay away from the low fare carriers because, like Spirit and Frontier, they'll show you like a $39 fare when in reality you're going to be spending like $250.
Right.
But you can go to LA for $248. You can go to New York $123 in July. Orlando $187. Although I don't know if you want to go down there that time of year. But there's deals, and you go to Europe. I mean, Europe has deals too. The problem with Europe right now is finding hotels that are reasonable.
Right. Yeah. And the heat wave. Right. I know in Greece it was terrible. I guess it's gotten a little better, hasn't it?
We were supposed to be there the day they closed the Parthenon for half the day. Hmm. I wrote in my newsletter a tip. If you do go to Europe or somewhere hot, even Chicago, last summer in Rome, everyone was walking around with these handheld portable fans or a neck fan. It looks like Bose headphones. They put it around your neck, but it has a fan blowing out. They're portable. And I'm like, man, they look ridiculous, but man, they are comfortable. Everyone else is sweating. These people are just cruising around like it's a cool day.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You've also got some good tips for, you call it your summer packing guide. And one of them everybody should really take note of, and a lot of us don't check our bags now because, you don't have to wait for your bag. It's not going to get lost. And also you save money. But it's also much easier to switch flights if you haven't checked a bag, isn't it?
I mean, that's why most business travelers do not check a bag, and that's one reason. If the flight is delayed or canceled, they can easily hop on another one. They don't have to wait around. They don't have to show up to the airport early. They can take public transportation, which is usually quicker than taking a taxi in traffic. There's so many pros.
Yeah.
And I used to be this way, but when I'm traveling with my kids, I have two little kids, so now we travel with like a U-Haul truck. So we're getting to the point. My wife's like, you think they're ready for carry-on? I'm like, I think next year.
Yeah. I mean, I look at families with kids and all the accessories that go with it, and I think back. Yeah, I remember doing that. You write about security hacks that every traveler needs to know. What's your favorite one? What's number one?
Well, everyone knows to get TSA PreCheck, get clear. That really helps you get to jump the line. People don't really realize that the TSA has a really good app. And also, if you ever have a question, people ask me all the time. They send me an email like, "Hey, can I bring this on the plane through security?" All you got to do is go on to X, which used to be called Twitter, and hit and do Ask TSA. They'll respond within 10 minutes during business hours, actually 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern on weekdays. And they're on weekends, too. So you can say, hey, can I bring an apple pie through for like Thanksgiving? Or can I bring a frozen bottle of water? Which you can. I actually asked that question. I made a post about it. As long as your water is completely fully frozen, you can bring it through security.
That's good to know.
You could ask them these questions like that. But again, just because they say it, the security officer might be like, well, that's, you can't do that. And then you say, well, you politely say, can I speak to your supervisor? Mm-hmm. And I mean, we used to have that problem bringing like baby formula through. And even my one of my sons, my son has a allergy. And sometimes, you know, the Benadryl, they're like, they give us a hard time. I go, you know, let me just speak to your supervisor. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay.
That's a good one. On X, ask TSA. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, I was reading about this survey that was done of Hilton guests, and they cited wellness, which is a broad category that includes mental health, healthful eating, and physical fitness, as a top priority when traveling, and that's up sharply from pre-pandemic times. Are hotels changing because of this this consumer demand?
I mean, they're all trying to, you know, they want to be on top of everything, and wellness is definitely huge for everyone. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure what they're doing. I was just with Hilton last month in Tennessee. They brought, they flew in a bunch of bloggers, influencers, whatever you want to call us, writers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they showed us all their different hotels. They have 20-something hotels, I think 22 different brands. Marriott has, you know, 30.
Wow.
So it's hard to keep up with all of them. But, and they all have their little niche. But, yeah, wellness is definitely front and forward with all of them. But, you know, I'd like to see them do a little better job, especially with like the snacks in the lobbies.
Oh yeah,
the mini bar. I mean, most mini bars are taken out anyway.
Yeah, but that's right. Yeah, the snacks are they specialize in unhealthy snacks, but I guess they're putting in
especially airlines.
More gym equipment, Pelotons. I think that's we'll right. probably be seeing more of that in the future, won't we?
Yes, you know what. They did show us some rooms with some Pelotons in there. So usually they have about 5 rooms with a Peloton. So if you are into, you know, riding, you request that. It does cost more, $30 extra.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, and some of their hotels, you can even rent shoes, tennis shoes, because, again, business travelers don't like to pack a lot of stuff. So you can rent shoes. You can rent shorts, I think. So
just ask.
Just bring your underwear.
Another useful tip from John. JohnnyJet.com for more. Sign up for that free newsletter. It really is helpful. Happy travels, and hope you all stay healthy for the rest of the
Thank
summer,
you.
John.
I hope so, too. Knock on wood.
Talk to you soon. Take care. You, too.